This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The president has asked three things of you. He asked for your loyalty, and you said you would be loyally honest.
Honestly loyal.
Honestly loyal. He asked you on one occasion to let the Mike Flynn thing go because he was a good guy. By the way, you're aware that he said the exact same thing in the press the next day. He's a good guy. He's been treated unfairly, et cetera, et cetera. So I imagine your FBI agents read that.
I'm sure they did.
The president's wishes were known to them, certainly by the next day when he had a press conference with the prime minister. But going back, the three requests were, number one, be loyal. Number two, let the Mike Flynn thing go. He's a good guy. He's been treated unfairly. And number three, can you please tell the American people what these leaders in Congress already know, what you already know, what you've told me three times, that I'm not under personally under investigation?
Those are the three things he asked. Yes, sir.
You know, this investigation is full of leaks left and right. I mean, we've learned more from the newspapers sometimes than we do from our open hearings, for sure. You ever wonder why, of all the things in this investigation, the only thing that's never been leaked is the fact that the president was not personally under investigation, despite the fact that both Democrats and Republicans and the leadership of Congress knew that and have known that for weeks?
I don't know. I find matters that are briefed to the Gang of Eight are pretty tightly held, in my experience.
Kind of a soft response there. I mean, Marco Rubio, just checkmate. Drop the mic out and walk off this, walk out of the hearing room, right, Scott? He punctuated that perfectly. What was Comey gonna say at that point? And of course, we find out that he himself is the leaker. As to what degree of leaking the director of the FBI did, is pretty concerning, because you're going, wait a minute, this has all been part and parcel of the derailment, the attempted derailment of this administration. An administration that's, wants to do the people's bidding. And I tell you, I would not be surprised if, Main Street and the forgotten man and woman really mounts up a response, a reaction to this deep state, the FBI director, and all those that are doing everything they can to delegitimize President Trump, because that's what this is all about. This is not about, doing anything on behalf of the country. And keep in mind that a good percentage, nearly half of those in Congress, have all contributed to the mess that we're in that Donald Trump is trying to clean up. And in that mess, they have done very well. They have prospered. They've made a lot of money. They've taken care of a lot of friends. They've got their power. They've got their cocktail parties. And meanwhile, we, the people who are supposed to be in charge of this government, and again, I encourage you, and I really want to, get on all of our back end, so to speak, to say, look, you got to step up, and figure out how to get involved. I mean, if nothing else, go to Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth Martin, they have a activated website there that you can check out and get, every day there's like a 5-minute action plan that you can do, and you'd be surprised how this will affect and put some pressure on those that are serving us, not the other way around. I still maintain we got to come up that one day, and we'll do it. We'll do one day in this month where I'm going to charge you to get on the phones and call your congressman, call your senator. We need to do this in a big sort of way so that they understand loud and clear that we're not messing around. We're not going to take this anymore. We want them to do their job. The Democrats that have messed up the health care system, you need to help clean it up. You don't make a big mess and just walk away and say, oh, it's the Republicans' problem. It's not the way it works. Okay, you made the mess. You help fix it. That we need your help. all hands on deck to get our health care program back on track. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, America. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. It's all right there. And if you want to drop us an email, we always love to hear from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. In fact, when you drop me an email, make sure you say that you want the ultimate Shack Pack. We still have a couple more to give away. Pretty cool. I mean, you get the DVD, these special grow sticks, I mean, you know, that are just so cool. They're flowers, and you just plant them, you water them, watch them grow, and that's all part of the package, not to mention some music that goes along very well. And the flowers kind of love it because flowers love to grow to music, don't they, Lolo?
I sing to mine.
Yeah, exactly. So it all works out. But this is all courtesy of Lionsgate. I mean, they're so cool in giving us the ultimate Shack Pack. So you could have the DVD and the special Shack Row Sticks and the music just for sending me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Make sure you include your address so we know where to send your winnings. The Shack now available, and by the way, on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD. For more information about the Shack, go to the Shack.movie. Did you get a chance to see The Shack yourself?
No, I have not seen it yet. I am so sorry to tell y'all that. And I am chomping at a bit to see it. DirecTV has it now.
Uh-huh.
And we're just waiting for a night that we can cozy up and watch it. I was really disappointed that it didn't take off in the box office, and I couldn't figure out why. Did you like the movie? Because
I love
the book.
You know, the one thing, let me tell you, and I don't know what it was. It's just I had several friends who lost children. And, and that is just such a heartbreak to think about it. And without exception and without any prompting whatsoever, anecdotally, they said, Bill, this movie was such a blessing to our family. It just so encourages. And I thought it was quite interesting because if you remember when The Shack first came out, it was problematic for the church at large. They were having a hard time getting their hands and their brains around this the way it was depicted.
And God could be a big black woman and the Holy Spirit would be this little Asian person running around. Yeah.
Right.
But it was just a fictional story to help people understand that he can be whatever we need him to be on any given day.
Exactly. And but for these people, you know, who have lost a loved one, lost a child, I mean, how do you do this? It's kind of like Rick Warren, Pastor Rick Warren, you know, said. He says, you never get over it. You get through it. And I really, you know, for this movie, it
you know, for people who have lost a child, this is an incredible, incredible blessing. And I'm sure that even as they were watching it, and when I saw the movie and went to a theater to see it, I mean, you could tell, you know, the people were definitely moved by it so dramatically. It was very touching. And I think it's one of those movies you come out of and you go, you know, if you were a Christian and maybe fell away from the church, it would motivate you to reconnect. And if you were on the border thinking, hey, what is it about this Christian thing, I'm sure it's prompting people to ask more questions and open up the conversation. And that's what we would hope to do in talking about our faith and telling our own individual stories, you know, like the blind man that now sees. You know, what was your blind moment that now sees that can be inspirational? You know, it doesn't have to be so heavily theological. You know, sometimes people learn when they profess their faith or they're evangelizing, I can't be an evangelist. I'm not Billy Graham. Well, no, God didn't ask you to be Billy Graham.
I'm not perfect.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I said a curse word last week.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, only last week, you're doing great. That's awesome. You know,
that changed my life. I told you all that my dad read it in a day. I read it in two sittings right when it came out. My mother had just passed away, and I had been a Christian since I was 7, and I just wept and wept because I understood Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit at a different level than I had even ever thought about Him being my friend, my father, whatever I needed. And I noticed that I wasn't afraid the way I had been before, because it really helped me focus on having an eternal perspective, and that's something that book did, even though it was fictional, and the author wrote it just for his kids for a Christmas present. God has used it. And,
exactly.
You know, I'm hoping now that people will rent it and watch it, you know, in Redbox or buy the DVD or on DirecTV and take it in.
Or they could send me an email. They can get it for free. You know that?
They can rent it.
Yeah, exactly.
You have not because you ask not.
That's right. So get that email to me with your address, and, you know, who knows? We got some more to give away, and we'd love to be able to bless you with your very own copy of, you know, the DVD Blu-ray of The Shack. So, yes, it's readily available, and, you know, I love it that it opens up the conversation. It causes you to ask some questions, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I would hope that if you have a question, that you're in the right place to get the the God answer that you're looking for. You know, the Cats and Jammer kids. And do you have Marmaduke over there too?
Let me tell you this. I had never heard that term until the other day. And we were talking to friends, and they said, your house sounds like what you just said. I'm like, what is that? And they're like, oh, it was a show back in the 50s. I'm like, and I think my dad said something. I'm like, Kiss and Jimmer, who is this? I've never heard that twice in 1 week. What is it?
Yeah. Well, you know, hey,
it's
it was just a show from the old days.
Right?
Hey, it's just kids. It's just like, you know, hey, it's family. Families living lives, and that's all it is. And here it is. I mean, with your family, it's all fun. I mean, why do you think I enjoy talking to you every week? It's just
all fun.
It's just good.
I hear, like, if I walk out of the room, I've told Knox, we brought him home from China. His gotcha day was July 4th, easy to remember.
Uh-huh.
And he loves these dogs, but he squeezes them all the time. So if I go out of the room, I'm hearing, and then I'll just let it go, and I won't get involved. Then I'll hear him go, yeah! And I'm like, I've got to intervene, because my dad is deaf almost from the dental drill. You know, because back then they didn't wear plugs when you had a drill going to dig in people's teeth. So Dad will be like 10 feet away from him. I'm like, Dad, do you hear this? So I have to, like, run in and save the dog from being squished in half. And I'm like, Knox, stop it. Just pet them.
We're going to have to get Knox one of those squeaky toys or something, huh? Maybe
it? He gets a puppy squeaky toy, and he squeaks all like, it'll be 4 in the morning, and he'll be up squeaking that thing. And Robin's like, get it! So, yeah. Yeah,
it's the Cats and Jammer kids.
The parenting thing brings out the ugly in me sometimes.
Well, it's just.
Can anybody relate?
Hey, it's just life. This is what happens, you know. But as they say, this too shall pass. But you know what happens, Lolo? You know, down the road, you know, you and I are going to be together, you know, just sitting, talking story, and we remember all these things. I mean, you've got, your kids' stories. I have mine, and now we got grandchildren, you know, and our littlest one, you know, which I'm going to see next month in Hawaii, Jackson. It was so so cute. I tell you, this kid, he only knew reverse. Did I tell you about this? Okay.
I think you did.
Yeah, he's 9 months
just
old.
Goes backwards.
He only goes back.
He only forward now.
He only went backward. Now he goes forward. Yeah, exactly. But I told my daughter, I think he's part lobster. You know, because that's all I can do is go backwards.
But that'll be good. Maybe he'll be Michael Phelps one day.
Well, you know, and of course that's his last name. The last name is Jack. He's Jackson Phelps. He is Phelps. So when he was born in Oahu, they said, "Hey, this is the gold medal baby." Well, you know, of course he is. You know, and
you're
proud.
Like, don't forget your old grandpa when you're rich and famous. I want to be in the nicest nursing home out there. $10,000 a month. That's where I want to be.
Exactly. I'm right with you. Lauren Kitchen Seward is with us. We got more from Lolo right after this. Stay with us, America.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. Our conversation with the Lolo girl. You can find her on Facebook at Living Life with Lauren and on Instagram under Lauren Kitchen Steward. Just like that,
you
right?
You got it.
Hey, did I get it right?
Perfect.
Oh, my goodness.
You did.
All right. So let's talk about this world. I mean, you know, we've got terrorism all over the place, Lauren. I mean, and I know we've been praying, you know, for the victims. What is going on? The lawlessness that's happening. You know, I have this sense, I was talking with my pastor the other day about this, is that we must be gaining ground on evil because it is not going down easy. It is really fighting. It's intensified,
and heavy,
right?
And dark. Yes.
Exactly. Right. And
people are on edge. If you notice, it's like we're all in this warrior mentality.
Mm-hmm,
I think
mm-hmm.
all of us are just one inch from don't mess with me.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I can see we're at that place because
right.
of what we're facing. And I think all of our listening family needs to know, if you feel like you're being pressed outside of all that's going on in the world, you're not alone.
Yes.
I mean, there is definitely warfare. And that we're in the middle of it, but God will reign supreme. But there's something going on. Something's being stirred up in the heavenlies, and we're part of that.
Yeah, and the challenge that we have here in the midst of this is to know that for us, the final chapter has been written. And that we can, and we can live in peace in the midst of all the chaos. And this is, you know, the time you wonder, you go, well, what kind of testimony can I give? The testimony you can give is that you are, you know, reacting peaceably in a time that's rather chaotic, that you are such a difference because of God in you and the Holy mm-hmm. Spirit in you that they say, you know what, I want what you have. But
I've got to remember that. I think we all need to remember that, because I don't know that that's necessarily the way it is sometimes, mm-hmm. because we do have such passion about what we feel as mm-hmm. Americans and what we feel about politics, that it's easy to get sucked into conversations where you become combative, which I'm not saying you don't need to express your opinion, but the whole thing with I'm going to be peaceful because I'm built on the rock. And I've been a Christian since I was 7, but I'm still having to learn that. And mm-hmm. that comes from quiet time and time being still, and it's hard to find that anymore.
Yeah.
Don't y'all think, compared to 10 years, 20 years, 30 years ago?
Well, it is very contentious. There's no doubt, as you say, the political environment, the cultural environment, we've been divided and as if we're looking to be conquered here because everybody wants to get in a fight over things. I mean, people on, you know mm-hmm. me, I'm doing a lot of traveling in airplanes. I mean, people on airplanes, I mean, they're irascible. I mean, it's not like they're fighting over peanuts. I mean, they're fighting over silly things anymore. And it's like, holy moly, I mean, what is going on here? But this is the level, as you say, disrespect level has been heightened, and I believe that part and parcel that's contributing to this is the evil that's raising its ugly head. But again, this is the opportunity for us to have that Salem moment, take a pause and hold yourself in check, be accountable and say, okay, this is, you know, like Lolo, you and I, the way we're talking, you know, we're saying, okay, we're going to hold each other accountable to this and review mm-hmm. this, because, you know, this is God in us. I mean, right now we can talk about it because we're not dealing with it, you know. And I reminded someone here recently, you know, when Jesus was slapped, when he was slapped in the face, when he was being interrogated, if you remember, he looked at the centurion who slapped him. He said, what manner of evil did you expect to come out of me? I go, wow. Mm-hmm. You know, can we be so pure that no manner of evil would come out of us to the point that somebody could just haul off and slap you and you return that evil with love and you know, not react in a temporal sort of way, that you react in an eternal sort of way. Is that possible?
Well, and that's what the Lord is teaching me, and I've had conversations with several people. It's not to have a spirit of offense,
mm-hmm.
not to be offended, not to be mm-hmm. defensive. And that takes a lot to work out of our flesh, especially
exactly.
if you're strong, mm-hmm. especially if you're a leader, especially if you have a type A personality. And it's almost like, I feel like this, not that you guys can understand, like every negative person is going to cross my path until I learn to just let it go and
exactly.
be the bigger person and be Jesus. And I feel like I'm worse now because of all the tension going on in the world, and having to really back up and think about reflecting Jesus
versus getting the last word in, or thinking,
exactly,
I'm going to change somebody. I'm going to be the one that's going to fix their little red wagon.
Yeah.
No, that's not my place. So that's been a lesson where I think most of us are trying to swallow, drink in, apply. It's one of the hardest we'll ever learn in our lifetime.
Exactly. Well, sometimes I ask God, you know, just kiddingly, God, can I be the slapper for a while instead of the slappy?
Yeah, I want to do some smacking. I want to be the smacker.
Exactly. You know, just kidding, God. Just kidding. You know me. I'm just, it's, but hey, the way you created me with this kind of Ben Searsley humor. I'm sorry, what?
When you smack, like, whenever I've given in to the being the smacker, I always regret it. That's what I have to remember in the moment. Whether I get the last word, whether I feel like I put somebody in their place, you know, or box somebody outside the head later, I never am glad that I took that route.
Mm-hmm. About the only time that ever happens is if it's edifying and you know it's from God, you know, because every once in a while you do something, you go, hey, I'm not this good. This has to be God. And the other person gets it. You know, it's like the Bible says, a righteous person, so to speak, who is corrected is wiser still. And so if their mindset is right to hear the voice of righteousness, they respond to correction, and it's edifying. And it's edifying in every aspect, not only for the person that's hearing, but the other person that who is used as the person to edify, right? Because you sit there and go, wow, this is cool. God, you are so good. You know, that you gave me the word, that aptly spoken word, to make a difference in that person's life. And I'm encouraging them, and they're encouraging me. The whole experience is encouraging me. And this is about, you know, receiving God's blessing and not holding it to yourself, but, you know, sharing it widely.
And having a teachable spirit. And we've talked about that before. That's so key in us having the character of Christ, and that somebody loves us enough to come to us and say, hey, this is something you might be overlooking. You might not see. It's holding you back. Or maybe it's just not a good thing to go, thank you for telling me. Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Because most of the time we kind of know anyway. It's not like we're shocked. But to be grateful for their love and care. And if we can have that inner circle that holds our feet to the fire, and we allow to be that accountability in the good, the bad, and the muck, and the mire, we'll be who God called us to be, because we'll have people in our life that are speaking into us that truly care about us.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, we get blinded to our own negative ways, and we know why we do what we do. But is that okay, and is that enough? It's not.
Yeah, exactly. Now, and what you remind me of by saying this is that I remember when Promise Keepers was quite prevalent throughout the country. One of the things that Promise Keepers and Coach McCartney had beyond recommended, but they were very supportive of, was the small groups, the E-teams, the encouragement teams, and they were known as E-teams for short, and they were there for encouragement and accountability. And I got to tell you, I was on an E-team for probably about 6 years during the duration. We would meet out in Walnut Valley in Southern California at a Coco's restaurant, pouring the coffee, having breakfast, going through cream like you couldn't believe, let me tell you. And there was eight of us that met regularly, quite regularly, and we, you know, it was just such a blessed time. But I think more than ever, and there's a reason you're bringing this up here right now, Lolo, is that, you know, I think that's what we need to do. We need that accountability group. We need that encouragement. And somewhere, somehow in your busy schedules, I would say, you know, find some people that you can be accountable to. It's like kind of like one of the challenges that I put out to a bunch of men I used to meet with regularly, Tuesday mornings out in Huntington Beach, that they're still meeting together. And I told them, I said, your challenge is to, you know, follow Jesus' example. Go find your 12. Go find your 12 that you can, you know, speak into their lives and lead them and mentor them.
Well, you're exactly right. And we want to make sure that we're not feeding into that, which I think is what's happening. And I hadn't even thought about that till you brought it up, you know, that we are completely being different than that. And I think we are dealing with fear and being defensive and wanting to make sure our home is okay, and stopping and going, okay, is this the way of the world or the way of Jesus? Because a lot of times we're not where Jesus would be. And that's
exactly
why we talked about the bracelets before that came out, 10 years ago, to stop and go, what would Jesus do in this situation? And if I'm not responding in the way that I know he would have, I need to change my manner and my method.
Yeah. Well, that is the challenge, isn't it, as we continue to go from glory to glory.
Every day.
Well, we got to leave it.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. 22 million children across the U.S. participate in free and reduced-price meal plans through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out, only 1 in 7 kids who may need free summer meals will get them. The summer can be a challenging time for parents to feed their kids when grocery bills increase as much as $300 per month. By partnering with clients, suppliers, and local hunger relief organizations, Sodexo's Summer Meals program is bridging the gap. Jennifer Williamson is with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation.
Sodexo employees see these kids every day in the 500 school districts we serve across the U.S. Knowing that some of them go without meals during the summer is why we have programs like Feeding Our Future, which to date has provided 5 million free meals to children nationwide.
Tom Nelson serves as the president of the No Kid Hungry campaign.
Sodexo and our partners are dedicated to ensuring that no child goes hungry during the summer months.
To find a summer meal program in your area, text FOOD or COMIDA to 877-877.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, I will remind you, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Jordan Goodman is with us right now, America's Money Answers Man, a nationally recognized expert on personal finance. For 18 years, Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as Wall Street correspondent. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always good. Lots to talk about. Boy, I'll tell you, the ripples of the James Comey hearing, you know that it was serious when it touches just about everything, not only in the Beltway, but across the Main Street.
Well, it did, but what was interesting is, as the testimony was going on, the stock market was soaring to new all-time highs. Dow Jones, NASDAQ, S&P, just soaring, you know, as though nothing was bothering them at all. Mm-hmm. And interest rates were falling. The 10-year Treasury is down to about 2.2%. Gold has kind of stabilized. Oil's actually been falling to about $45 a barrel. So if the cataclysm were about to happen, that's not what the markets are telling you right now.
Well, certainly it's the exact opposite of what the Democrats and those that have been wiggy for so long about Trump's potential obstructive ways. You know, we said this going into the show yesterday, Jordan, that if your worldview was anti-Trump, then you were going to take away an anti-Trump scenario.
Exactly.
Message. If you're pro-Trump, you're going to see it and hear it that way as well. That's what, you know, what prejudices our judgment. And I didn't think there was going to be any big breakthroughs out of this thing anyway.
But the economic impact is big. I mean, if the president were impeached.
Right there, right? Yes.
If the president were impeached, that would have a lot of impact.
Well, yes.
But the markets are telling you it's not going to happen. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So what do they know that we don't?
So the markets are very sharp about these kind of things. I mean, just to give you an example, under Watergate, at first it didn't look like there was anything, and then as it became clear that there were tapes and there was proof that President Nixon was obstructing justice, the stock market started falling.
Yeah.
And he left in August 1974, and the market had been falling for quite a while going into that.
After 11 months of Watergate, you already had that trajectory heading in a downward position.
Right.
And
so that's not what's happening right now.
No, it's possible.
The only way I could see this happening is if, as part of the investigation, the special counsel investigation, Robert Mueller actually interviews Trump, and Trump lies, and there's a perjury, and, you know, it's recorded. Mm-hmm. And he says, no, I didn't say that kind of thing. Because I think it's pretty clear that Trump did say lay off Flynn and that kind of thing. I think that's very credible. But it's different from actually obstructing justice. He didn't follow up on that at all. He just said, you know, hope you can't lay off Flynn, that kind of thing. But that's different than actively obstructing justice, as President Nixon clearly did.
Right.
And when they had the tapes to prove it over and over, you know, Lye and Haldeman and Ehrlichman and all this, going back in ancient history. But that's a different level of standard to impeach a president than we have now. And I just don't think it's going to go anywhere.
Well, exactly. And then as the one senator asked him, asked Comey, he says, has anybody that you're aware of been indicted for hoping that something would be done, right? And that's the operative word. And it came out clear. And, you know, and I think to Comey's credit, you know, it would appear that he did everything he could to be fair-minded about it.
Yes.
Even in the areas where he didn't know, he says, well, I may have been a little uncomfortable. I may be wrong. You know, that might be just my perception here. But he basically laid the decision of that at the feet of Robert Mueller.
That's right. That's right. And I think there could be other things. I think Flynn's in trouble in various ways, particularly like taking money from the Turks and then changing policy, you know, over things like that. That's problematic and I think prosecutable. Mm-hmm. But from the economy's point of view, I just don't think that what Trump did is impeachable.
Right.
And it goes beyond law. It really goes to politics when you get down to it, Bill, because if it was an impeachment, then you'd have to have a trial in the House and then, you know, in the Senate, and you'd have to have the majority of Republicans voting against him that this was kind of obstruction of justice. I just don't think that's going to happen. Now, I do think all of this kind of being the air sucked being out of the room, as they say about in Washington, is going to make it harder to get the Trump agenda through. I mean, you're already seeing that. They've only got 30 days left between now and the August recess to do health care, repeal and replace, tax reform, infrastructure, all these major things, which is what it should all be about.
Right.
And I just think they're running out of time, and this is where all the energy is going
right
now. So I do think it does slow down the Trump agenda.
Well, interestingly enough, Jordan, we've been saying even within the first 100 days they were running out of time, that there was this lack of sense of urgency of what's going on. And I hear Trump, and I can understand why the president would say to Comey, can you get this cloud off of me? Because it
he would like
you say,
that, but I don't think it's something Comey could do. It's the entire FBI. It's not just Comey calling everybody off.
But he said, look, you're not under investigation. So why in the heck can't you say that? I mean, you said that for Hillary, so why can't you say it? And then the other deal, speaking of the comparative with Hillary, you got Flynn on, you know, a suspected pay-to-play kind of situation going on, and Hillary, you've got a plethora of pay for play, and you're going, wait a minute, where is justice in all this, right?
Exactly. Oh, but I mean, what I'm concerned about is how the market perceives all this.
And right, exactly.
It could have gone the other way. I mean, if there was, like, you know, smoking guns and things like that, I think the market would turn down, and it could be somewhat of a financial crisis. But the market is telling you, not just me, listen to what the market's telling
you. Exactly. They're not perceiving it. They're not getting it. It's not discernible. Right.
We're back to business, basically.
Yes, exactly.
This is like a sideshow.
Right.
This is a Washington insider sideshow. But meanwhile, the economy is getting better. We hit the lowest unemployment rate, 4.3%, we've seen in over 15 years. Earnings have been very strong for the most part. Technology companies are doing really well. And it's been interesting that interest rates have been falling. I mean, you have the 10-year Treasury, which in February is about 2.6. It got into 2.1, something like that. That is telling you that there's no crisis. If you had a crisis, the interest rates would be going up here. So that to me, is the most reassuring part of all this, is it's fascinating, it's riveting, it's a Washington sideshow, but meanwhile, the economy moves on.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, Main Street's getting real frustrated with this, Jordan. Because, you know, as we've been saying on our show, that the senators, congressmen, everybody's still getting paid. They still got health care. Main Street's going, hey, where's ours?
Well,
what are you doing
right.
for us? We're the ones paying for this. This is total incompetence. Get on with the deal.
Well, and in the case of health care, I mean, this week, Anthem said they're going to pull out of the exchanges in Ohio.
Right.
And there are parts of Kansas and Missouri and Tennessee and other places where there are literally no insurance companies. None. None at all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as President Trump is right, is that Obamacare is kind of crumbling in front of our eyes here, but to come up with an alternative is going to be very difficult. There's tremendous splits even inside the Republican Party over how to replace it, and they're running out of time on something very, very complex. I mean, Obamacare itself took about a year and a half.
Exactly.
As you remember, it was a completely partisan exercise, complete Democrats for it, complete Republicans against it. This is the exact opposite. The Democrats will be completely against anything repealing Obamacare, so the Republicans have to have complete unanimity, which they do not, on how to replace it.
Well, and the thing that's a bit unfair is that the Democrats, what were they doing? I mean, they were just basically handing a big gift to people with, you know, Obamacare, and to a lot of the people, and then the other half were going to have to pay the price and carry the day. And so they really divided. They went a long way in dividing the country. I don't know if I want to say they didn't suspect it. Let me just say they underestimated the impact and how divisive Obamacare would be psychologically.
And all the underlying assumptions were wrong, which is that all these young people are going to thrive and join Obamacare to subsidize the older, sicker people who joined. So what happened is the 22 million who joined, in general, were older and sicker, being subsidized, and the younger, healthier ones didn't join.
Well, why should they join? Because they told them. It says, hey, you cannot participate, but then when you need it, you get in,
and it's
like you've been in all the time. So they go, I should pay. Why?
So the assumption of the whole thing was wrong in the first place, and that's why the insurance companies, I've seen that they're proposing their rate increases for 2018, and some of them like 40-50%, something like that, because you have a shrinking pool here,
right?
And more sick people, you know, using a lot of health care. The whole thing doesn't work. But replacing is going to be difficult. So I'm just saying this whole overlay of the Russian investigation makes it hard to get anything done, never mind as complex and divisive as something like
this. Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there. The conversation to be continued. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man. How can they be in touch with Jordan?
MoneyAnswers.com. I get my emails and glad to help the listeners all the time, Bill.
Excellent. Thank you, Jordan. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, we come to you fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Hey, don't forget to drop me an email, bill at billmartinezlive.com, if you want to be in the running for that ultimate Shaq pack that we're giving away, courtesy of Lionsgate. It includes the Shaq Blu-ray DVD, Shaq Row Sticks. All you got to do is plant, water, and watch. Oh, they're so cool. And, yeah, they're flowers, so you can watch them grow. Plus music inspired by the Shaq Digital CD, too. All you got to do, like I said, send me an email, bill at billmartinezlive.com. Make sure you include your address, okay, so we know where to send your winnings. We've got a couple more to give away. We'd love to put one in your mailbox. No purchase necessary. And remember, the Shaq is now available on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD. For more information about the movie, The Shaq, go to theshaq.movie. It is all right there for you. It is time for the one and only George Barna to join us. Always great to have George. We've missed him the last couple of weeks. He actually thinks he has a job and other responsibilities to do. And but it's just only that we miss him. We miss his insight, and we look forward to getting his wisdom on a weekly basis. Of course, George is the executive director of the American Culture and Faith Institute, and he has filled executive roles in politics, marketing, advertising, media development, research, and ministry. George, welcome back. Always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
It's great to be back with you. Great to be back in the U.S.
I bet. Yeah, exactly. You know, in your latest column here that we wanted to talk about is how born-agains are missing the mark. You know, based on their beliefs about what awaits them after they die on Earth, 3 out of every 10 adults, I was astounded by this number, 3 out of every 10 adults in the United States are born-again Christians. There are many assumptions about the faith of that group, some of which prove to be inaccurate, according to a new nationwide survey by the American Culture and Faith Institute. Break it down for us, if you would, George.
Well, what we did was we took just born-again Christians, a national sample of individuals, and these are not people who call themselves born-again. These are people who say that they believe that when they die, they'll go to heaven, but only because they've confessed their sins and accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. So we classify those people as born-again Christians. They're about 3 out of every 10 adults. And then when you look just at that 3 out of every 10, we had 17 different beliefs that we tested with them. And what we found was there was not one of those 17, which at least 9 out of 10 had a biblical point of view on.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, only 3 out of 10 of the 3 out of 10 have a biblical worldview. But, I mean, they were getting stuff wrong, like, you know, people are basically good, that just having faith is more important than what faith you have. Most of them do not believe that they have a responsibility to share their religious faith with people who believe differently. Oddly enough, the strangest one of all to me is the fact that even though these are people who are saying the only way I'm going to make it into heaven is because Christ died for my sins and I'm embracing him as my Savior, I need that. In spite of that, almost 4 out of 10 of them say, yeah, but, you know, I mean, that's the only way you can get in. 6 out of 10 are saying there are other ways that you can make it into heaven. You know, Jesus will let everybody in, or you can work hard enough, or you can be a good enough person. There are all kinds of ideas that people gave us. But it's shocking to me that those people who are relying on Christ are saying, but at the same time, there are other paths that are available.
Exactly. It's amazing, even though time has gone by, how little has changed. It seems like we want to go back into that default position and not really understand God's, you know, grace, his unmerited favor, and what he has done for us. And that is that's the big issue right there. Because if you realize that God has done it all for us and there's nothing more for you to do, you start being as opposed to doing.
Yeah, and, you know, I made a comment to somebody about this yesterday, and they went apoplectic about it. But, you know, what I was saying was, well, maybe it's a good thing that most born-again Christians in America are actually not sharing their faith, because a lot of their faith is not biblical.
Right.
So we got to keep more of that.
So they took exception to that, right? They said, okay, well, somehow they'll figure it along the way. But this has been the problem all along with the church today. At times when it is needed, and you know, I think classic example was after 9/11, people stormed the churches. They were looking for answer and comfort and peace. And, you know, you talk about born-agains missing the mark. Sadly, I believe, you know, the churches missed the mark. Because they were so busy about, you know, their set program as opposed to really understanding the movement of God and what was going on. And he was bringing in the harvest to the churches. The churches didn't even have to go out in the fields. The fields were coming to them, and they didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, and, you know, the sad thing about that, we did a lot of research at that time, and we found that, you know, it was about 2 to 4 weeks after the attacks on U.S. soil that millions and millions of people started going to church, but after 2 to 4 weeks, depending on the region and a couple other things, those numbers went back to their typical numbers, which told us that, you know what, churches are not supplying what it is that people need. And so most Americans went back into control mode, where we think, you know what, it's about my agenda. I've got to make it happen for myself. I'm the only authority on my life. There are no absolute moral truths, another thing that this current survey bore out. And so I'm just going to go on living the way I think I should live, and churches can keep playing their game, but it doesn't really affect me. It was a sad lost opportunity.
It really is. It's an issue of relevancy, isn't it, George?
Well, relevancy and truth. I mean, being willing to stand up and show backbone and say, look, you may not want to hear the fact that you're a sinner. You may not want to hear the fact that, you know, your eternal prognosis is not positive unless you're willing to give up control of your life, surrender your life to Christ, and then everything changes.
But, yeah, many churches are not willing to do that because it's not a popular message. It's not a comfortable message. And they'd rather have people coming in the door than souls going into heaven.
Well, and to, that's a sad commentary. Just that line right there. It's more about people coming in the door instead of the eternal objective here.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, let me be fair. I understand marketing, and right. I get the fact that you can't save a soul unless you can capture a person's attention. And so you have to get them in the door first. Okay, that's fine. But then when I look at the research that we've been doing about, you know, how do churches gain success? What topics are we preaching on? How many people say that when they've been in church, they've actually heard sermons on sin, on Satan, on, you know, things of that nature that are kind of hard-hitting, kind of tough to take, kind of, oh, gosh, maybe I am culpable in this situation. Mm-hmm. You know, many, many churches around the country, I don't even want to say the numbers, are refusing, I'll say, to preach about those things, worried that, yeah, but then we won't have those people's attention. At some point, you got to turn the corner when people are listening and tell them the truth about eternity.
Well, you know, George, and again, I'm like you. I don't want to make this a church bashing, you know, a conversation here. This is one of encouragement. I mean, you and I, in a sense, are evangelistic in nature and prophetic in nature, and that we want to encourage the body and the leaders of the body to do something that God has plainly said, that it is the Holy Spirit that hovers over the chaos and the sin. And I, my question to church leaders is, how many of you are connected to the mission of the Holy Spirit right now? What is the revelatory word of God that you're acting on? Because if you are acting on that revelatory word and you know that you know, then you start having leadership willing to, you know, so to speak, put it all on the line, fall on their sword for the sake of the gospel. You have the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that brings them to them. Now, what are you doing in concert with the hand and the movement of the Holy Spirit and God and what he is doing for this time right now when you see all this lawlessness running about and, you know, what's happening with, you know, these terrorist activities, we've got a government that's off the rails, and, you know, it's like, oh, my gosh, I mean, we are in absolute chaos right now, but it's like, okay, are the leaders of the church going to the Holy Spirit, say, look, at the, you know, clearly Jesus said, you are the prevailing power on earth right now upon his departure. And Jesus himself had instituted the church, said that the gates of hell could not prevail against it. Well, You wonder, you know, it seems like the gates of hell are doing a little bit better than the gates of the churches, you know, around this country. And I know that sounds a bit cynical, but it's only because for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of these souls that are being lost. And I think that's the opportunity for us to step up and get connected and say, okay, God, sync me up. Get me in alignment with what you are doing.
Yeah, and Bill, you know, I don't think what you've said is cynical. I think at some point we have to be grown ups and face the facts.
Yeah.
And I believe that what you've said is accurate. And having challenged pastors now about what they are or are not doing, I think we also need to challenge believers across the country, because it's not just the pastor's job to save America.
Right.
I mean, each of us is part of the church. Each of us has that responsibility to be leading other people to Christ. Many pastors get little to no support in their churches.
Exactly.
And so, you know, then we've got to look at, well, why is that? Well, a lot of Christians are fearful that people are going to reject them. Some of them are selfish. Some of them don't have strong enough or broad enough beliefs that they actually have something to share. And we know from our research that a lot of Christians don't even have relationships with non-Christians with whom they could share the gospel. So each of us has a responsibility in this. And
exactly.
I think what the research is pointing out is, you know what, we're falling down.
And I think importantly here, George, I think people need to understand, if you're becoming a Christian to save America, you're missing the point. The point is you become a Christian for God's kingdom to be here on earth until it joins up with the kingdom in heaven, right?
Absolutely. I mean, God's already got everything under control. The issue is, will we give up our agenda and adopt his?
Amen. The Executive Director of American Culture and Faith Institute, the one, the only, George Barna on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, George. Have a blessed weekend.
You too, Bill. Thanks.
Thanks.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Be prepared for the...